Welcome to The Hitch, week four.
Hi.
Hello.
It's day 25. I know. Whew. They're getting up in number now.
I know. And I feel like they're going real fast. Yeah, although they're also really long days.
This is a long day.
Today was a long day.
Today was especially long.
It was really long.
Let me read you a series of text messages
very tired.
That I got from you earlier this evening.
Oh boy, I can only imagine.
So I should preface to say that a friend of mine who lives in Denver drove up and me and him went out to eat. And my phone was nearly dead, so it was in power saving mode. So it would only check messages once I checked it. And I was pulling up my phone to text you to say, hey, we're wrapping up, you know. And then I get all of these in quick succession. But they're actually, there is 40-ish minutes that transpire between them. So 6:15 p.m. We went to the market. 6:15 p.m. Super cute.
It is a super cute market.
It's the market just down the way.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a really cute little grocery store, little local place. Anyway, proceed.
You had two sisters visiting.
Yes, two sisters.
And y'all were trying to sort out dinner.
Yeah, so two sisters, a niece, and our two kids.
Yeah.
And the dog, who yep. adds a lot of chaos. And so there was a lot of chaos and fun going on.
Yeah.
But we needed to feed everybody, and we couldn't get the teenagers. There's two teenagers. We couldn't get them to stop tubing. That's another thing.
They were tubing.
They were just tubing like crazy, which was awesome and fun. And this is just the best park for it. So we couldn't get them to stop tubing. So one of my sisters and I were like, let's just go to the market.
Right.
And get some food.
Yeah.
And we'll make it in the Airstream. We have a kitchen.
Yeah. Have we a kitchen. Have a crazy thing that is a convection oven
microwave. Yeah.
We've only ever used the microwave side. Hence,
okay,
text
proceed.
At 6:27 p.m. Do you know how to use our convection micro? Then 1 minute later, or where the manual is. Then there's a great success. 6:40 p.m.
I'm having flashbacks.
We figured it out! Exclamation point. Google.
It's true. We Googled it and were able to find very detailed directions on how to use this particular model. That I have no idea where the manual is. And perhaps we don't even have the manual. I don't know.
I think it might be in the big manual collection. So again, this is a used trailer.
Yeah, this is
people
a used trailer.
People that owned it before actually kept immaculate collection of everything.
They
I'm sure
did,
the manual
but
exists in that thing
somehow,
somewhere.
Yeah, it probably is in that one place that I somehow, my brain just blocked out that that whole thing existed. And I was like looking for the manual. Anyway, yeah, we figured it out. My sister looked it up. We went step by step, and I felt so proud because we got it to work, which was cool.
Yeah.
It was working like an oven. Like, it was preheating.
Yeah.
We were getting ready to throw some frozen pizza in there for the kids. I was all excited because they just would not stop tubing, and I thought, we're going to have pizza ready for them.
Yep.
As soon as they get out, they're going to be so happy.
But then. 6:50 p.m., 10 minutes later, OMG. We just blew the circuit.
Yeah. Yeah. So the party's rocking. The kids are back. The little one is like going bananas. And I'm just
definitely
trying,
right up on his bedtime.
Yeah. I'm trying to throw food at him because he doesn't actually like pizza, which
right.
is like most kids do, but he doesn't. And so I'm just throwing all this other food at him, talking to my sisters. It's loud, it's wild, there's a lot going on. The dog won't stop barking and jumping on people because she loves all of these people and she's wild, and it's just a whole party going on, and I'm feeling pretty good about it. I'm like, I got a pizza baking in a microwave. Like, what kind of future do we live in?
So that's some kind of alchemy shit right there.
I was like, and let me tell you, at some point in the future I will go through the detailed directions on how to do this thing because it's not straightforward like a microwave, but there's a payoff. It is cool. Anyway, so that was happening. The pizza was baking. We were chilling and literally chilling. We had the AC jamming.
Yeah.
a couple of fans
going. He's working overtime because there's a lot of people in the trailer.
Well, and some of them had been outside in the really hot sun and were very hot. So anyway, all of a sudden shut down. The party just, wow, everything's done.
So this is my favorite because it's, oh my, OMG, we just blew the circuit, 6:50 p.m. Missed voice call at 6:51 p.m. Can you help? 3! 6:53 p.m. Then me, finally at 7:01 p.m. OMG, I'm just seeing this. We're on our way.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not typically a helpless person or anything like that. And I immediately felt like a real idiot because, which I've done a lot since we bought this Airstream. Yeah. But I guess I don't know anything about electricity because I realized I don't ever flip the circuit at home. Like, I understand how to do it when we blow one, but like, I never do it. And, like, you're always like running down there. And it's, to be fair, it's really hard to get to in our house.
It's so very tall. Like,
it is, I can't really reach it. So anyway, I realized like, I've never even done this at home, let alone in a trailer. I don't know where the circuit is. My sisters were both great. I mean, thank God for the internet. Everybody would jump on it immediately trying to problem solve it. But I was just also reaching out to you because I was like, maybe Dan knows. He's the electricity guy. You're the guy who plugs us in every single time.
The thing that I have said a few times when we've run stuff is everything's good unless we blow fuse because I don't know where they are.
Right, me neither.
And clearly. So the minute I got those text messages, my heart just sank because I was like, A, I'm here with a friend who, you know, put a good amount of effort to get up here.
Yeah, I didn't want to ruin your night. I was just hoping
he had just, like, he had a whole tour of the trailer. He was having this whole, like,
thinking,
you know,
awesome.
Kind of like jealous of the, you know, freedom that we have in it. And then suddenly it's like, oh, you're about to get crash landed into the reality of this thing. And so we get here. There are way more people in this trail than I knew were here.
There
so
are
it was
a lot
like
of
it
people.
Was just like a fucking circus.
And we all took up a lot of space because kids are loud and take up
and
like
so
the space.
I
of,
was
like,
just
three
like
adults.
Stressing out and it's like, y'all gotta go. And so the thing that is weird is like you would expect, oh, there's a problem. Get the manual.
Right.
Because
you're in a
thing that's sort of a car, but it's also sort of a house.
Right.
And like cars have really good manuals, but houses have no manuals.
Right.
And it seems like the creator of the Airstream user manual decided to really hit the midpoint there, which was like, create a manual. But have it be completely useless.
Yeah,
it described
it
the circuit box being in a place it totally wasn't
there.
Because it's probably there on one of the like 15 different floor plans that exist, but
we,
it wasn't on this one.
You know, at the time of chaos, I just completely forgot where the manual was and I couldn't find it. I was looking all over the place.
Right.
I couldn't remember. I'm the one who stored it.
Yeah,
in the secret
you totally
spot.
Did. I was like, wait,
and
isn't
I
it
totally
in that one spot that you put it?
Didn't remember that. But anyway, so we were looking it up, but you can find these manuals online.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were looking them up online and, you know, to our credit, I have to give all credit to my sisters who like were totally jumping into action. We went out to the, because we figured it might be a fuse at
the other part. Like you've got a fuse at the point of your plug.
Right.
There's actually even a master, at least at this campsite, there's a master fuse before, you know, before that one even.
Yeah.
So like me and John checked both of those. Those were fine. But then it was like, where is the fucking fuse box in here?
Who knows?
And so like the two of us are basically like disassembling the trailer because by the description in the manual, it sounds like it should be underneath our bed, which is near the battery pack, you know? So we're like opening all the drawers around the bed. We're like lifting the mattress. We're looking, you know, there's actually this whole storage thing that does have some kind of electronics in it because it is right next to the battery pack, you know? And I'm about to rip into that. And then I'm like, this just does not feel right. Can't find anything. I finally find like buried deep in like the 17th response to somebody's thing
God.
In the forums of an Airstream enthusiast's website from like dated from like 6 years ago. Somebody describes a brown electrical panel beneath the slide out like
pantry.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wait,
that thing looks like a heating vent.
Yeah, it looks like a heating
vent.
It
does not look like an electric
the other day
at
I
all.
Heard a hum coming from it.
Yeah,
and I actually thought the heater had turned on,
right?
And nope, you just turn a little switch, flip it down, and there's a total like there's two types of circuits because this has the ability to run off two different types of power. So right. there's one series of circuits that look just like the one in your house. And then there's another series of circuits that look just like the ones in your car, you know, because it can run off batteries, which is the car one. It can run off a 120 volt like your house, you know. So and lo and behold, there's like five circuits. One of them was off. So
yeah.
all I had to do was flip it on and everything worked again.
I'm glad it was that easy, but it was one of those real, I mean, easy after
it took
a lot
like 45
of time
minutes,
looking for
yeah,
it.
To find it.
But I had this realization that I have no idea how electricity works in this thing other than we plug in a giant plug at the campsite. And meaning like, do you have to replace a fuse? Do you flip
well, that
a
was
switch?
My worry.
Like, do we have what we
right.
need?
My worry
to do
was
this
that
kind of thing.
It because I, you know, like you said, I do the external hookups when we get into a campsite. So I'm the one that plugs it into the big 30 amp plug.
Yeah.
Like, I do the water and the sewer and all of that stuff.
You're the hookup guy.
Right. And I realized in reading the incredibly poorly written manual that I also didn't understand how the electricity worked
oh, no.
in here, you know, because, but it turned out I actually understood better than I thought. It's just the manual was written super badly
okay.
and was really unhelpful. So the first like 20 minutes that I was looking at the manual, it had me looking for the battery stuff and not
oh.
the,
yeah, and that's
not
what kept
the
happening
city
to
power
us.
Is what it's called.
Well, and we did go outside to where it's plugged in to the campsite electricity.
Right.
And we did flip those breakers. Like, I felt pretty proud that we got to that point. But then it was, But then, And
it was definitely one of those moments because, I mean, we're 25 days living in this thing now, you know, or thereabouts, minus the time we were in Minneapolis. And there's a lot that it's like, man, I understand this thing.
Right.
You know, like we know how to hook it up, you know, how to hitch it really
hitch
well.
It
we
really
can deal
quickly.
With the sewer super well. You know, you backed it in like real well this last time. And like, it was sort of that depressing realization of
that
like, there's
still
a lot
know.
We don't
know,
you know?
Well, and I'm sitting there hosting a bunch of people.
And I'm hosting someone too.
And you're hosting someone too.
And
so, and you know, we didn't want to call you.
Yeah.
I just, my hope, I didn't want to ruin your night. We were
having
our own night. I mean, I just thought you would be like, oh, just go into this panel here and flip this switch.
Yeah, now
and it
I
would
could.
Be done. Yeah, now.
Now I know.
Now we're good.
But I had no idea where that panel was. And I've sort of lived in secret fear of that because it has been so hot.
It has been so
and
hot.
And the AC is cranking.
Yeah,
and like, could it blow? Apparently.
Apparently with a convection oven.
With a convection oven running too.
I hope
it's basically
that
just like a big toaster oven.
Yes.
That is also somehow a microwave.
I want to be able
to. Do you
to
think they have those in space?
Maybe.
I bet they do.
Well, they probably even have something better in space.
I bet
space.
That's some astronaut shit right there.
Because astronauts are amazing.
Yeah.
And they've got some cool shit. I got so excited learning about it and finally figuring out how to program it and everything.
Yeah.
That I really wanted to bake in it. I like to bake and I want to bake. And I mean, I didn't bring any baking stuff, but I think it would be really fun. It's pretty cool. However, now I'm afraid of it.
Yeah, well, just turn the AC off.
I'm afraid of it now. I'm like,
I gotta use the oven with the windows open.
I'm looking at our awesome Airstream. It can do so much. Boom. The whole thing just shuts down. I mean, the funny part and the lucky part is that my oldest sister is staying, she's staying, there's like a tiny home kind of like resort place not far from here. And she's renting one and it's a cute little place. I know, Dan's rolling his eyes.
I am.
But it's
tiny
very...
homes are just trailers, people.
I know. They're fancy trailers.
You're staying in a trailer park. And it's fine. We stay
it's
in a trailer park.
Yeah.
Just call it what it is.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all.
I know. I kind of wish that... Yeah. Anyway, it's cute. But she's staying really close to us. And so we just load... When everything just got too much, we loaded... You know, we got the kids, everybody, and we went over to her little place. And yeah. we made the pizza, ironically, in a microwave, which we could have done over here.
Deal.
Because she didn't have a convection microwave.
Oh, you had to microwave it.
So we just microwaved it.
Oh, you could have done that here.
I know. But we couldn't have because we didn't have any power at that point.
Well, right. I meant before that point.
Yeah, but who wants to do that? Who wants to have microwave pizza? Nobody.
Nobody.
It. Yeah. It. They actually tasted pretty good, but only because by then we were starving. So we
only
because
they were half cooked.
Like
point.
We had been thawed completely, and like we're half cooked. It was actually pretty much exactly half cooked, but at any rate, it worked out. We went over next door to the neighbors.
Yeah, and we figured it out too.
And we
like,
figured it out
totally without any help, pretty much from anything other than. Random forum answerer in 2010.
It does seem like the manual should be better with
the
that.
Manual should definitely
and
be
also
better.
Maybe I don't know, maybe I should have known better
if
than
the
to
manual,
run all those things at once.
Even if
but...
the manual had simply had a photograph of what I was looking for,
right.
I would have found it. But no, it described it as a decorative brown panel. Well,
that's
not it's
so
not
decorative. It really does look like an intake.
It
like
looks
an
like
air
a,
intake
yeah, it looks
thing.
Like part of a furnace. And yeah. in fact, it's right by the water heater, so I assumed it was actually like a vent for the water heater.
Yeah.
But
well,
nope.
We learned something.
Now we know.
I just, when something like this happens, I'm both kind of knocked down, like, oh, I really don't know anything
yeah.
yet. And also just like a little bit fearful of like, what else is coming?
Yeah, totally.
Not that it's the worst thing in the world to blow a fuse.
Well, it is if you don't know where the fuses are. You're just dead in the water.
We were. We went from like maximum party
yeah,
to like
no
party.
But we
handled it.
Yep,
you know,
we
handled
did.
It just like
we
handled
good job.
All the stuff. Good job. High fives.
High fives.
All right.
See ya.
Good night.
The Hitch is recorded on the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at Tin Can Evangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road.